שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם כרחבב,
עמוד 38, פרשת ויקרא, sorry, item 92. The lesson can be watched on Kabbalah TV. The questions can be asked there during the lesson. So again, portion of Vayikra, item
92.
If a priest's daughter is married to a strange man, 92. But if a priest's daughter becomes a widow or divorced and has no child and returns to her father's house, as in her youth, she shall eat her father's bread. Happy are Israel more than all the idol-worshipping nations, for when the Creator created the world, He created it only for Israel, so they would receive the Torah on Mount Sinai and be completely purified, and they would be righteous before Him. 93. When this world was completed in Israel, as it is above, like the upper zone, and Adam was set firm in the earth, and his height reached the height of the heaven, the Creator wished to complete the holy soul from above downwards, so they would unite and tie to one another, the soul in the body, and the body in the soul. It is written about that, Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, so they would be connected to each other and be as whole as above, and he would correct himself to be so. 94. This is why he created him male and female, so he would be whole. And when is man considered as whole as above? It is when he unites with his mate in unity and gladness and willingness. And the son and daughter came out of him and his wife. Then man is as whole as above, and completes below like the high holy name. This is so because Yud-Kei are Abba Ve'ima and Vav-Kei are son and daughter. And then he is called by the name of the High Holy Name. 95. A man who does not wish to complete the Holy Name below, to bear a son and a daughter, it would be better for him that he were not born, since he has no part at all in the Holy Name. When the soul departs him, it does not unite within him with the Holy Name at all, since he diminished the form of his Master, as he does not establish his form after him, which is the image of God, until it is completely connected and corrected. 96. It is written, But if a priest's daughter becomes a widow or divorced and has no child, a priest's daughter is the holy soul, called a king's daughter. This is so because the holy soul emerges from the zivug of the king and queen, Zeranpin and Malchut. Thus, as the body below is male and female, the soul within the body above are male and female. The soul is the female and the body is the male.
והגוף הוא זכר. וכמו שכתוב, כי תהיה הלמנה,
if she becomes a widow, meaning that the soul is widowed from the body to which it had bonded because it died, or divorced, meaning that she has been expelled from that part of the high holy name, because she has no seed, as it is written, by which she can be as above, connected to the holy name. Hence, she returns to her father's house. She returns to correct herself as she was prior to her descent into the body. Then, she returns to her father's house, which is the Creator, as in her youth, meaning as in the beginning. After she is corrected, she shall eat of her father's bread, meaning she will delight herself in the king's pleasures. 97. Henceforth, it is written, No stranger is to eat the holy gift. A stranger is one who did not erect the holy name below, who did not bear a son and a daughter, and who has no share in him. No stranger is to eat the holy gift, means he has no part in the upper pleasure where there is eating, as it is written, Eat, friends. Eating of above, the pleasure of the Creator, this pleasure resides where the pleasure is present, when the scent of the offering comes up. Love, let's attempt to be better directed fortified closer to one another in one thought and one goal. And wait, expect the reforming light. It will connect us and clothe in us. Israel provide for their Father in heaven. Item 98. When there are nourishments below, there are nourishments above. It is like a king who fixed a meal for himself, but did not fix one for his servants. After he fixes for his servants, he eats his own meal. As it is written, I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey, which is the king's meal. Eat, friends, drink, drink abundantly, O beloved, is his servant's meal. And the meal is from the scent of the offering, when the scent of the offering would come up. This is why it is called a sweet savor unto the Lord. The savor is illumination of chokhmah from the left. This is for his servants. The sweetness is illumination of the chassadim from the right, and this is for the Creator. This is why the king's meal was delayed, because of his servant's meal. For this reason, we learn that Israel provide for their Father in heaven, since he does not eat before he sets up the meal for his servants, and only the souls of the righteous eat from the king's meal. So Ampin is always in a state of delighting in mercy, for he delights in chassadim and not in chokhmah. He receives chokhmah only to bestow upon malchut and to his servants, which are the merkavah to the malchut, the chariot or assembly. Also, it is known that chassadim without chokhmah lack perfection. They are vak without the rosh. Hence, the Ampin does not receive its illumination of chassadim before he imparts illumination of chokhmah for his servants, which depend on malchut. For then his chassadim are mingled with chokhmah and become rosh and gao. It is written that the scent is to his servants, meaning the illumination of Chokhmah, called scent, and sweet is to the Creator, meaning Chassadim, which are called sweet savor. This is why the king's meal was delayed, because of his servant's meal. And he received Chassadim, meaning his meal, before he set up the meal of illumination of Chokhmah for his servants. His Chassadim would have been without any Chokhmah at all. They would be vak without a rosh. This is why he first waits to correct and extend the meal of illumination of chokhmah for his servants. And then his meal of chassadim is included, by the way, with the illumination of chokhmah that he extended for his servants, and the chassadim become gal. It follows that Israel, who are his servants, provide for their Father in heaven. It is because of them that his meal is complete with gal, and although his own meal of chassadim is not for himself, but to bestow upon the lower ones. It is written that the souls of the righteous eat from the king's meal. This is so because if his servants receive the discernment of scent, illumination of chokhmah, who receives chassadim from the meal of the Creator? The souls of the righteous, which extend from the Ampin, are the ones who receive chassadim from the Ampin. But the ordinary Israel receive from the illumination of chokhmah that is mingled with chassadim, meaning scent, since they are dependent upon malchut.
How
good and how pleasant, 99. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well. Happy are Israel, for the Creator did not hand them over to a minister or to a messenger. Rather, Israel gripped to him and he to them. For their love, the Creator calls them servants. As it is written, for unto me the children of Israel are servants, they are my servants. Afterwards, he calls them sons. As it is written, you are the children of the Lord your God. After that, he calls them brothers. As it is written, my brothers and my friends. And because he called them brothers, he wished to place his divinity in them, and he will not stray from them. As it is written, then, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well. 100a. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well, is, as it is written, and if a man shall take his sister, chassadim, the man is the creator. Shall take his sister refers to the assembly of Israel. Why is this so? Because it is a shameful thing. Hence, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well, meaning the Creator as well as the assembly of Israel. As well, includes Israel below. For when the assembly of Israel is in unity, in zivug panim befanim, face to face, with the Creator, Israel below are joyfully present in the Creator. This is why it's written, together as well, comes to join the tzaddik, the righteous, meaning yesod, with the assembly of Israel, who are one zivug. This is why it says, together as well, since yachad, together, comes from the word chad, one. There are two states in Malchut. One, when the Rambin elevates her from his chazed above, clothes the left line of Bina and extends chokhmah, while the Rambin himself clothes the right line of Bina and extends Chasadim. This was Malchut's state on the fourth day of creation. At that time, Zerampin and Malchut were called the two great lights, since she was as big as Zerampin. They are also regarded as brother and sister, because they are both at the same degree. One is right and the other is left. In this discernment, they are also regarded as adhered to one another, because all the discernments on a single degree are regarded as adhered to one another, where adhesion means equivalence. However, at that time, Malchut was in darkness and posterior, Ahoraim, since left without right bestows Chokhmah without Chesedim, and Chokhmah without Chesedim cannot illuminate. 2. The first state continues until the Creator, the middle line, told her, go and diminish yourself. This means that the Ampin, the middle line, will evoke the zivug of the light of Chasadim over his Masach Dechirik, which diminishes the left line. Then Malchut had nothing more to cling to and descended from there. She returned and was built anew by Abba Ve'ima and the Ampin from the Chazeh downwards, until she became worthy of the second state, the zivug of Zerampin and Malchut panim befanim. This decline of the Malchut from the Chazeh and above, the degree of Zerampin, into a nukva that is separated from him, from the Chazeh downwards, is called the sawing, or sawing off, since the adhesion that Malchut had with Zerampin, because they were at the same degree, has already been cut off, or sawn off, for she divided from Zerampin into a separate degree of her own. There is a great merit in the first state, greater than that of the second state. This is because in the first state she received Chokhmah from the left of Bina, and although Chokhmah did not shine in her due to lack of Chasadim, it is still a great degree. But there is merit to the second state, because even though she was diminished and could no longer receive Chokhmah from the left line of Bina, but rather received Vak de Chokhmah that are clothed in Chasadim from Zerampin, they still shine in her panim befanim. However, in the first state, she was in the dark because the great chokhmah in her was devoid of chasadim, and she could not illuminate. And yet, all this relates only to the illumination of Malchut to the lower ones, and not at all with respect to herself. If there are any questions, yes. Good evening, Rav. Before everything else, how do you feel with your leg? Rav, these aren't questions for the reading of the Zohar. I feel fine, thank you. No, ask a question. I still can't focus, Rav. Rav, are you listening? Not so much. This is called Sgula. You're sitting, and as much as you're able, you open your ear. That's it. You don't need anything else. Gradually, slowly, it affects you. The wisdom of the Torah is not received according to your intellect, according to knowledge, grasp, understanding, only subjugation. Just allowing it to enter. And you're doing it well. Continue. Yes.
So
it happens that through the letters we connect to that force. Love. It's not through the letters. There are many channels here which connect us to the upper force. These five, you know, the senses, hearing, feeling, taste, and vision, so on. The thing is that you subdue yourself, yield to the upper force, and it bestows upon you through all the parts of the shattered soul, so to speak, to which you're connected. It's an infinite number of bonds, and you're integrated into them. They all do their work, because the main thing here is surrender. That's why it's written that not the wise learns. It's not the wise who learn. And just let that power operate. That's how it is. There are such, as we've learned, where it's spoken of only to serve the wise one, or others say, perform all kinds of acts of limitation and restriction. There are all kinds, but ultimately, it's only about letting the upper force do its work. And that's it. And as now, he said that there is a great light, but it's impossible to receive. But only that part which is clothed in chassadim can receive it, and then you receive it. Meaning there is, how to put it? It's good to study, to develop your mind, your mode of thought, but the Torah doesn't come through that study. Rather, the extent to which during the study, to the extent to which you anticipate or expect the light during the study. As now, as we study now. Or, I don't know how to explain it properly, I think. It's a matter of suffering, you could say. The more one advances, the more he feels that it's not working out. He's not succeeding. Years go by, and still he does not succeed. What's happening? The Creator wants a measure of surrender from him, a measure of annulment, such that one would understand that his advancement is specifically facilitated by him expecting this correction. And not because he went through many states, and not that he becomes smart and experienced.
But שמקבל ללא שום תנאים.
It's just about him receiving, accepting unconditionally what is put before him. And that's the main thing. And the Zohar prepares us for that. It prepares us for that. Meaning, it's unconditional surrender. And that's why our friend doesn't understand, doesn't feel, doesn't know. But that's the best state. That specifically is the best state. I wish we'd be able to maintain such a disposition and such a feeling throughout all the time until the end of correction. That's what works. And the Creator delivers all sorts of problems, torments. One begins to feel that all kinds of slanderers rise up against him. Who wants to... What don't they want to do to him? But all of that is sent from above in order to help him even more to bow down, bow his head. That's it. And that's how we advance. But it's all received to the extent that one knows, is able to surrender and agree unconditionally with everything that comes to him because it all comes from above. You want to add something? Two quotes, one by the Rav Kook from the Lights of the Torah. One of the wonders of the study of the secrets of the Torah is that as one studies these sublime matters out of love and inner sentiment, even though he cannot grasp these things with his mind, nevertheless, they elevate his essence by their light. And another one, by Rabbi Yitzchak Safri from Kumerna, the book called Lane of Unity. And when you aim with subjugation and fear to awaken the surrounding lights and the mochin, even though you know nothing about the surrounding light and the mochin or anything, by your exertion you make them real. And even though you don't know their essence, a great light is extended to you. Love. All right? Let's continue. Article, and if a man shall take his sister.
ואיש אשר ייקח את אחותו וראה את ערוותה והיא תראה את ערוותו חסד הוא.
If a man, meaning the creator, shall take his sister, meaning the assembly of Israel, which means that the creator, the Ampin, will take the Malchut and raise her to his sister. The state of Ahorayim, posterior, and darkness for the Nukva. It is considered that Zerampin and Malchut are attached to one another, because being at the same degree, they are regarded as adhered to one another. This state continues until, and see her nakedness. When he extends the masach, the chirik, to mate on it and diminish the left line. These dinim, these judgments of the masach, the chirik, are considered the nakedness of the nukva, dinim de nukva, and the extension of dinim is regarded as sight. This is why it says that he, Zerampin, saw, meaning that he extended her nakedness, meaning dinim de nukva, which he evoked in her by extending her masach, the masach. And she, Malchut, sees his nakedness. She sees dinim de tchura, called his nakedness. She cannot endure them, and because of that, a desire awakened in her to part and be cut off from him. Thus, there are two reasons here for the sawing off of Malchut from the Ampin. One, the extension of Masach de Chirik to diminish the left line. This act of the Ampin is implied in the words, and he saw her nakedness. Two, as long as she clothes the left line of Ima without right, she is in dinim de tchua that come from the left line. She cannot tolerate them and wishes to cut off and depart him. As it is written, she sees his nakedness. And these two actions were done because it is as a shameful thing, for they caused the extension of chasadim over the masach de chirik. This is the third act, and then they are cut off from each other to be rebuilt in a zivug panim befanim. to bestow in the eyes of the children of their people, in the eyes of Israel. For the aim is primarily for them, so they will receive mochin, called eyes, from them. Indeed, great correction occurs by that. Those dinim de nukva that Zerampin evoked in his Masach de Chirik, which are caused by the diminishing of the left line, did not cling to Malchut, but to Zerampin. Thus, only dinim de tchua, the judgments of the male, remained in Malchut, and the dinim de nukva, the judgments of the female, clung to Zerampin. Hence, because of the removal of dinim de nukva from the Malchut, Malchut can impart Chochmah and Chesedim upon Israel. This is why the writing concludes with, "He has uncovered his sister's nakedness. He bears his guilt." This means that the correction of attaching the dinim, the nukva, to Zerampin was done because Zerampin uncovered his sister's nakedness through the masach de chirik that he extended. This is why he, and not the malchut, bears the dinim and the corruption that comes as a result of this extension. It was written, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well. As well includes Israel below. There is great merit in the first state when Malchut clothed Ima. Since then it is considered a sister to Zerampin and as big as him. While in the second state she loses all that. However, there was a fault there. Chochmah was dark and could not shine for Israel, for lack of chasadim. This is why she diminished and descended from her degree to shine for Israel. This is the reason why King David, who was a Merkava for the Malchut, longed for that first state when the Masach was a sister, when the Malchut was a sister for Zerampin there. He said, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together, while Malchut and Zerampin were brothers on the same degree. However, together as well means that the merit of the second state is there, that she is filled with light to bestow upon Israel. Thus, he longed for the connection of these two states together. As well includes Israel below, so she too could bestow upon Israel below, as in the second state. This is so because when the assembly of Israel is in unity, when they are in zivug panim befanim, as one, in the second state, Israel below are joyfully present in the Creator, because they too receive the lights from Malchut. He longed for the joining of these two states and said, how good. The words, as well, mean inclusion. So Yesod de Zerampin, called Tzadik, will bestow to her as well, and so that Yesod and Malchut will be in one zivug, as in the second state. This is why it says, together as well. 101. How does the word one indicate the complete zivug? It is written, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." One is the assembly of Israel united with the Creator, Zerampin. The zivug of male and female is called one, since place where the nukva is present is called one. For a male without female is called half a body, and a half is not one. But when two half bodies unite, they become one body, and they are called one. 102. Now in the exile, the Creator is not called one, since the assembly of Israel, Malchut, is in exile. But the Creator, Zerampin, rises, the zivug of Zerampin and Malchut separates, and the holy name is not whole and is not called one. It is called one when the queen is with the king and they unite. It is written, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. This is the assembly of Israel when Malchut connects to her. And then, in that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. It is also written, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together as well. Where together implies to the great zivug called one, which is applied in the second state. 103. Like the precious oil upon the head. The precious oil is the anointing oil, which extends from Atik, Keter. This oil, which is the light of Atik, is found in the upper river, Bina, which nurses the suns, Zon, to light the candles, the Sfirot of Zon. And the oil that Zon sucked from the Bina is poured on the king's head, which is Gardza Ampin, and from his head to the glory of his beard. From there it is drawn onto all the apparels of honor in which the king is clothed, meaning to all the Sfirot of the Ampin, as it was written that he descends by his very qualities, which are the king's crowns. The Sfirot are called qualities, and his holy name is in them. 104. Any extension and any gladness in the worlds does not descend to bless the worlds except by those holy crowns, the Sfirot of Zahampin, which are the name of the holy king, Pavaya, which is Chubtum. This is why it is written that he descends according to his qualities, as it is written, at the commandment of Aaron and his sons it shall be. And the abundance extends to all the worlds, so there will be blessings for all. This oil is not present until that time when the work below is rising and they meet one another. As it is written, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. Oil is the abundance of above, and perfume is the work below. When they meet each other, it is everyone's joy. There aren't any questions. Let's make an effort to be together. It doesn't matter how much we understand. The main thing is the effort by which we want to receive the reforming light. And this is only to the measure of the connection between us. And God came to Avimelech, 105. And God came to Avimelech in a dream of the night. And God said unto him in the dream, I too know that you did it innocently. Why is the difference that in the nations of the world it says, and God came, and for Israel it does not say, God came? God here is that force, the minister appointed over them, as it is written, and God came unto Bilam at night, which is the force appointed over him. 106. And God said unto him in the dream, and I too withheld you from sinning against me. When it writes, from sinning against me, is it necessarily the Creator? Certainly, it is only His minister. As it is written, I too know. It says, to include, meaning, although it is known above me, I too know, and I too withheld. The word too comes to include, even though you were prevented from above, I too withheld you. Withheld you from sinning against me. In sinning, the letter Aleph is missing in Hebrew, for it should have been written from sinning with the letter Aleph. What does that mean? After all, the sin is not against the minister, but against the Creator. So why did he say from sinning against me? 107. Indeed, because of the iniquities of the people below, it was blemished above. By the iniquities of the people below, their minister above was removed from his governance. As it is written, and I too withheld you, although the matter depends on higher than me. And I too withheld includes himself, that he too withheld him from sinning against me, so that your sins will not be in me like a needle stuck in the flesh, so you will not cause me to be removed from my governance because of your sins, and I will be loathed like that needle that is stuck in the flesh. It is so that you will not cause what is written, and therefore I abhorred them, like those thorns that are stuck in the flesh. This teaches us that the sins of people make a flaw above. The flaw is as it is written, and for your transgressions was your mother put away. Also, the sins of the people blemished their ministers who were removed from their governance. 108. Hence, since the sins of the lower ones blemish above, they offer a sacrifice. That offering is as it is written, and for your transgressions was your mother put away, where the sin causes separation between Zaampin and Malchut for his flaw, since Malchut was sent away due to the sin. And the offering that they sacrifice brings the upper world Zaampin closer to the lower world Malchut, and everything becomes one. Serve the Lord with gladness. 109. Serve the Lord with gladness. Any work that a person wishes to do for the Creator should be done with gladness, willingly, so that his work will be whole. If you say that such is the work of the offering, it is not possible, since that man has breached his master's commandment, the commandment of the Torah, and repented before his master. With what face will he rise before the Creator? Certainly with a broken spirit, meaning that he should be with a sad spirit. Thus, where is the joy? Where is the singing? 110. But that man who sinned before his master, who breached the Creator's commandments and came to offer a sacrifice and correct himself, should be with a broken spirit, a sad spirit. And if he weeps, he is more handsome than all. And yet, these joy and singing are absent. Indeed, by what are they corrected? It is by those priests and Levites that complete the joy and singing for him. Joy takes place in the priest, because he is always remote from the judgment, and the priest should always have a more shining and joyful face than the whole people, since his crown of priesthood causes this. Singing is in the Levites, for the Levites are forever on the song. 111. Those priests and Levites stand over him, and the work of the Creator is completed in them. The priest stands atop him and aims his words with joy and goodwill to unite the holy name as it should be, and the Levites with a song. Then it is written, know that the Lord, He is God. This is an offering to bring rachamim close to din, and everything is perfumed. This is because Havayah is Elohim, and rachamim is din, and they are perfumed together as one. 112. Now that no offering has been found, whomever sinned before his master and returned to him is certainly of a bitter soul, in sadness and a broken spirit. And how does he sustain the joy in singing? After all, they are not in him. We learn that the praise that one gives to his master and the joy of the Torah, as well as the singing of the Torah, is the joy and singing. No man should stand before his master in sadness, but he cannot, since his heart is broken within him for his sins. Thus, what is his correction? 113. One should always enter as far as two openings and pray his prayer. The measure of two openings, as David said, lift up your heads, O gates, are the abode and place which are at the very insides, at the beginning of the degree, Chesed and Gvura, the openings of the world. Hence, one should aim one's prayer to the Holy of Holies, which is the Holy Name, and pray his prayer. These are the two openings, the two Ktarim, two Sfirot, Chesed and Gvura de Zerampin. Since the head of the king, which is Gar de Zerampin, is established by Chesed and Gvura, when Chesed and Gvura de Zerampin rose and became his Chochmah and Bina, the beginning of the degree in Chesed and Gvura, which are the beginning of the degree of Zerampin, which begins with Chochmah. Hence, one should aim one's prayer to the Holy of Holies, which are two openings, Chug de Zerampin, and they will rise to the discernment of Chochmah and Bina, called Holy of Holies, 114. And some learn that joy is the assembly of Israel, Malchut, which is called joy. It is also written, "For you shall go out with joy," meaning that Israel are destined to come out of exile with joy. And who is she? The assembly of Israel, Malchut. It is written, "Serve the Lord with gladness." In the quality of Malchut, as it is written, "With this shall Aaron come into the holy place." With the quality of Malchut, here too, serve the Lord with Malchut, called joy, and called this. 115. Come before His presence with song. This is her perfection, since gladness is in the heart and singing is in the mouth. Since in the mouth she is more perfect, and the perfection of this gladness is known. It is known what it is, that it is man's correction, who needs to be corrected before his master, to be rewarded with that. And when he is rewarded with that, then it is written, "Know that the Lord, He is God." When He unites the unification of Havaya, the Lord, He is Elohim, God. And everything, the two interpretations come in one thing, that afterwards the holy name should be properly united and tied in one another, so all will be one. This is the work of the Creator. Happy are the righteous who engage in the Torah and know the ways of the Creator. Malchut's perfection is in the disclosure of illumination of Chochmah, for there is no such disclosure in any other Sfira but her. There are 2 degrees in that, joy and song. When this disclosure is not yet complete, Malchut is called gladness. This indicates that the disclosure is in the heart, since instilling the joy is only within the heart and not outside, the mouth. But when the disclosure is complete, Malchut is called singing, because singing is with the mouth. Thus we learn that the heart reveals to the mouth. It was written, "Come before His presence with song." This is the perfection of the gladness in the heart. And the heart does not reveal to the mouth. Song is in the mouth, meaning that it appears from the heart to the mouth. And this complete gladness is known. It is also known that it is the perfection of the disclosure of Chochmah in her, and this is man's correction before his master, to be rewarded with that. Then, know that the Lord, He is God. And then, He can make that great unification. In the abundance of your mercy, I will come into your house. 116. In the abundance of your mercy, I will come into your house. It is improper for a man to come into the synagogue unless he first consults with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. This is because they establish the prayer before the Creator, as it is written, "In the abundance of your mercy, I will come into your house." I will come into your house is Avraham. I will bow down towards your holy temple is Yitzhak, and in the fear of you is Yaakov. First, he should be included to enter the synagogue and praise the prayer. Then it is written, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified."
Israel
includes these 3 states, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. If his offering is a burnt offering, 117. If his offering is a burnt offering from the cattle, what is the difference if he brings an offering from the cattle, an offering from the flock, or an offering from the fowl? How do they differ from one another? After all, offerings are made of all of them. But one who can afford it sacrifices from the cattle. If he cannot afford it, he brings from the flock, sheep. And if he cannot do this too, he brings from the fowl. This is because it is written, "But if he is poor and his means are insufficient," meaning that the Creator does not burden one with more than he can bear. 118. One sacrifices according to the sin. The rich, whose heart is sometimes proud, would offer the cattle, since his heart is more able to sin before his master. An intermediate offers from the flock, because his spirit is not so high as to sin. A poor man, whose heart is not high and whose spirit is lower than all, offers the lightest of them, the fowl. Also, the offerings of each of them are known, and the Creator judges each with a just weight.
119.
Hunger comes to the world for the three sins of not giving donation, tithing, and challah, the bread. All these sins are only in the rich because their hearts are proud. They are absent in the poor. But what is the sentence? The Creator kills the poor and leaves the rich, for only the poor die of hunger, not the rich. The Creator kills the poor and leaves the rich, for only the poor die of hunger, and not the rich. Thus, the rich shall continue to sin before him, as they are not hurt. When the Creator wishes to avenge the wicked and obliterate them from the world, he gives them peace in this world and fulfills all their needs. 120. All the people of the world are not as close to the High King as those kelim, those vessels that he uses, which are a broken and remorseful heart. And the contrite and lowly of spirit. Those are the king's vessels. And when there is drought and hunger in the world, and the judgment increases over the poor, they cry and yell before the king, and the Creator brings them closer than any man, as it is written, for he has not despised nor abhorred the lowliness of the poor. Then the Creator remembers why hunger has come to the world. Woe unto the wicked who have caused it. 121. When the king awakens to watch over the world, because of the sound of the cry of the poor, the merciful one will save us from them and from their affront. Then it is written, I will surely hear their cry. It is written here twice in Hebrew, once to watch over with their voice, and once to avenge them who caused it to them, as it is written, that I will hear, for I am gracious, and my anger will be kindled. Hence, when there is hunger in the world, woe unto the wicked wealthy for the sound of the cry of the poor before the Creator. 122. The offering of the poor is the lightest, because his heart is broken. And even though he contemplates sinning, the sin is removed from him, for his own affliction and the affliction of his household is sufficient. Hence, every offering itself is known before the priest. 125. It is written, and Shaul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, go down from among the Amalekites. Who are the Kenites? Those are the sons of Ito, Moshe's father-in-law. They made a nest in the desert, like that sparrow, as it is written, and the sparrow found a nest to engage in Torah. This is because the Torah requires neither pleasure nor merchandise, but to toil in it days and nights. And there they will go to the desert from the pleasure in Jericho, as it is written, and the children of the Kenites went out from the poor. 124. And he told them, why is the sin so harsh that you need to sacrifice a cattle? I vow that I will never think again of sinning. And what did he do henceforth? After his day in trade and business, he called upon a person who taught him Torah, and he would study until the light of day came up. And he knew how to study the Torah, and he was called the other Yehuda. On a certain day, Rabbi Isasaba met him, and he gave part of his property to the poor and half to be sold on his ships by people who worked on the ships. Another Jews, 125. It is written, and Shaul said unto the Kenites, Go, depart, go down from among the Amalekites. Who are the Kenites? Those are the sons of Ito, Moshe's father-in-law. They made a nest in the desert, like that sparrow, as it is written, and the sparrow found a nest to engage in Torah. This is because the Torah requires neither pleasure nor merchandise, but to toil in its days and nights. And from there they will go to the desert from the pleasure in Jericho. As it was written, and the children of the Kenites went up to the city of palm trees. 126. And you acted graciously with the whole of the people of Israel, since he delighted Moshe in his house, and Moshe was the whole of Israel. Moreover, because he added an extra portion to the Torah, thus he did a great act of mercy with the whole of Israel. 127. Why did this thing come in the war of Amalek, when Israel went out of Egypt? Of all the nations in the world, not one would bond with Israel and slander them, but Amalek. They harmed Israel and waged war against them. And you, the Kenite, greeted Israel with peace and were gracious to all of them. This is why you are not fit for bonding with Amalek. 180. And 28. Moreover, it is written of Yitro, and Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law, took a burnt offering and sacrifices for God. Thus he made an offering before the Creator and came to convert. The writing teaches us that his sacrifice was important to the Creator, because he made an offering before the Creator. It is written, and Aharon came, and all of the elders of Israel, to eat bread with Moshe's father-in-law before God, precisely before God. We learn from here that anyone who makes a willing offering, the Creator appears before him. 129. The offering of the poor is important to the Creator, because he offers two sacrifices before him. One is his lifeblood, and the other is the sacrifice that he offers, since he has nothing to eat, yet he brings an offering. As a result, his lifeblood diminishes. The offering of the poor is the lightest. Two turtle doves or two young pigeons. And if not, he brings a little flour and thus is forgiven. At that time, it is declared and said, for he has not despised nor abhorred the lowliness of the poor, since the offering of the poor is the most praiseworthy. 130. As the poor boils his lifeblood, the flour that he brings boils him in good oil. And here we learn that even if a person sacrifices this offering on the pan and the grains of and the grain offering that is made in the pan, since the sin boils his lifeblood in the fire of the evil inclination, and all his organs boil in fire, so is his offering, since the essence of the offering is as that of the sin, and to sacrifice one's heart and spirit and soul before the Creator is what he is fond of the most. 131. Happy are the righteous who offer themselves and their souls before the Creator daily. I wish to make that sacrifice, as this is what the Creator wants of man in this world. Hence, this very offering is best, because through it, all the worlds are blessed.
ועם כל זה, קורבן ממש משובח יותר, ומשום שעל ידו מתברכים כל העולמות.
טוב, ברור מה זה קורבן, כן? העיקר זה כאן, עבודת הקורבן.
So it's clear what the sacrifice is. The most important thing here is the work of the sacrifice. The extent to which we can sacrifice our will to receive, to bring it closer to the Creator.
נו, עוד קצת.
That is called a sacrifice. A little more. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion. 132. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion who dwells in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. But is the Rambin Havaya, the Lord, blessed out of Zion from Malchut? He is blessed from the high deep river, from Bina. Why did he say, blessed be the Lord out of Zion? Indeed, blessed be the Lord relates to Malchut. When the moon, Malchut, shines from the light of the sun, the Ampin, and they draw near to each other and do not remove their lights from one another. When it says, blessed is the Lord, it is because sometimes the moon, Malchut, is called by the name of the king, the Ampin. As he is called Havaya, she is called Havaya. As it is written, then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. The first Havaya, the Lord, is the Malchut, and the second Havaya is the Ampin. Moreover, even an emissary, an angel, is called by the name of the king Havaya. 133. From where is it known that the Creator is blessed? It is known that He is blessed from a place called Zion, Yesod Malchut. This is because it is written, "For there the Lord commanded the blessing." And since He imparts the blessing in Zion, it is known from there that He is blessed. For a blessed one imparts blessing. Happy are those who engage in the Torah, for all who engage in Torah, it is as though they are gripped to the Creator, as it is written, "And you who adhere to the Lord your God are alive, every one of you this day." Seven firmaments and seven lands, 134. And God said, "Let there be a firmament within the waters." When the Creator created the world, He created seven firmaments above, created seven lands below, seven seas, seven rivers, 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 years, 7 times, and 7,000 years, during which the world stands, in which it exists for 6 millennia and is ruined for 1 millennium. And the Creator is found in the seventh of each of them, 135. The seven firmaments are above, and in each there are stars, signs, and suns that serve in each and every firmament. In all the firmaments there are merkavot, one atop the other, to assume the burden of their master's kingdom. And in all the firmaments are merkavot and suns that are different from one another, standing one atop the other. Some have 6 wings, and some have 4 wings. Some have 4 faces, and some have 2 faces, and some have 1 face. Some are burning fire, some are water, and some are wind. As it is written, He makes the winds, his messengers, His flaming fire, His ministers, 136. All the firmaments are as onion skins, clothing one atop the other. The inner ones are considered below, and the outer ones are above. Also, each firmament walks and makes noise for fear of its master, by which they travel and by which they stand. And above all of them stands the Creator, who carries everything by His strength and might. Similarly, there are 7 lands below. All are settled, but these are higher and those are lower. And the land of Israel is above them all. And Jerusalem is the highest of all the settlements. 137. Thus He divides all those lands that are below as those firmaments above. And in between each 2 lands is a firmament that divides between them. Hence, all the lands are specified by names. And among them are the Garden of Eden and Hell. Among them are creations that differ from one another, such as those above in the firmaments. Some of them have 2 faces, some have 4 faces, some 1, and the appearance of these is not as the appearance of those.
138.
And yet, all the people in the world emerged from Adam. But did Adam HaRishon come down to all these lands to procreate, to make children? And how many women did he have? Rather, Adam is present only in this, the highest world of all, called universe. As it is written, "And He commanded the universe His land." This universe grips to the firmament above and grips to the high name. As it is written, "And He will judge the universe in righteousness," where righteousness means malchut. This is why Adam's sons are in this high land, universe, above everyone, such as above, for upper Adam is above everyone.
In shevet achim yam yavo, in matom anai, shevet achim yam yavo, in matom Amen.